The start of the U.S.-led invasion against the Taliban 10 years ago marked the beginning of a new chapter in Afghanistan. Representatives with human rights groups say it should have ushered in a time of peace and prosperity after decades of war.
After the Taliban regime was toppled, the public assumed that the wars had ended and innocent people would not be harmed and killed anymore.
But those hopes didn't last long, as insurgent and coalition attacks resulted in civilian deaths. 4 years ago, the United Nations Assistance Mission to Afghanistan started keeping track of the casualties. Each year, the civilian death toll has risen from more than 1,500 dead in 2007 to more than 2,700 dead in 2010. And in the first half of this year, the UN office reported there were 2,400 civilians killed in war-related incidents, causing grief to new families.
Karzai has to name a street after my son. He was killed in the war. Karzai needs to make up our lost income.
UN officials admit the process for recording casualties isn't perfect.
I think civilians should receive a lot more information about where the casualties occur, the areas they should avoid, and who commits the attacks targeting civilians.
A recent UN report said in the first 8 months of 2011, the average monthly number of violent incidents in Afghanistan was more than 2,100, a nearly 40% increase from the same period a year earlier. And as insurgents conduct even more complex suicide attacks, fears remain that the Afghan people's suffering is far from over. Sean Roney, VOA News, Washington.